How does it feel to see your beautiful home being destroyed right before your very eyes, Steve? Wait. You're not Steven. Just who do you think you are? Well. Aren't you an interesting-looking human? Smooth skin, shiny hair, a fair body shape. Yes, I think you would do nicely to give Steven and the Crystal Gems a message. Now you will be my treat to enjoy. You're going to regret even coming close to me, human. You aren't looking for any trouble. Well, aren't you just a goody-two-shoes? Thinking you could walk around wherever you please, but never once looking for a fight? I already know the game that you humans play. Always messing around with your little friends, claiming you can't do any harm to anyone. Well, isn't that just a big fat lie? It's humans like you that draw out lovely, big, beautiful gems only to seduce them into staying here on your filthy earth. You don't know what I'm talking about. Oh, isn't that just rich? I managed to catch a clueless human who doesn't know anything about gem life forms, and... Do you even know a guy named Steven Universe who lives here? No. You just came here to visit a friend, and you have no idea who I'm talking about. Good. This means I can take you and dispose of you however I please. Maybe that's exactly the kind of message I need to send to that cursed group to show them I don't care what or who I hurt, whether it be from their little clique or not. I will take what's mine and kill as many humans as it will take to get rid of this disgusting, good-for-nothing planet! I'm sick of hearing your pleas for mercy. What? You think you were gonna cross someone who was more innocent, loving, stupid? Well, I'm sorry to say that is not who I am anymore. No. I just need a release. Yes! A way to calm down, perhaps? I'm thrilled to see what the Crystal Gems will do once they see a human body unconscious in the middle of the street covered in their own sexual release. You're ready to play with me already. Well, wasn't that just so very easy? All it took was to press a blade on your neck and to kiss you until you had your engines all revved up. You must like being scared, don't you? I don't even have to keep you here by restraining you anymore. Or maybe you just know you won't be able to run from me anyway. Mm-hmm. Is this where all of the nice, funny feelings are centered? Well, maybe it'll feel more nice and exciting if it was kissed and licked. Don't make another move. You are not going anywhere with that scythe against your precious windpipe, understand? Don't you dare forget who's in control here. I can feel your muscles tightening beneath my mouth. Going to come so soon? Go ahead then. Come. You stupid human. Think you could come without me and so early into the game? Nah, I gotta show you how it's really done. Now get on your knees. You see these two fingers? They, like the rest of my body, have the ability to stretch out and enlarge and shrink to whatever size or length I please. One finger is going to please me, and the other is going to please you. I don't care what kind of hole you have down there, because no matter what, you're going to come just from being penetrated by just this finger. Fingers are enlarged to be the width of a penis and a length long enough to please the both of us. I'm getting tired of holding this rejuvenator against your throat. Now the scythe is right against your heart, reminding you that if you dare try to move away from me or try to stop this, you'll be pierced immediately with no hesitation. All right, my finger is going inside of you now. And once it's inside, I'll start pumping for the both of us. I don't care if it hurts because you didn't get any lubrication beforehand. If you can handle a weapon of mass destruction against your throat and press against your chest, you can handle some pain, you disgusting masochist. Oh. That's right. Take it. Let me hear you as you take it. Make as much noise as you can. Oh, you better be close, human. You better come with me. Come with me. Was adequate considering your average mortal body. It's such a shame I have to leave you here to fend for yourself before I go out there to try to find Steven and his little lackeys. Don't worry, though. I'll make extra sure I lead them to you to see you naked with your shredded clothes all around you, with your filthy white cum still in between your legs. And don't you forget, if you move just an inch while I'm gone, you'll be cut up in pieces. Ta-ta!